So we're here.
All right, Ari. World famous Ari.
Stop.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
You are world famous.
I'm just honored to be sitting at this table. What are y'all talking about?
Hold on now.
We're trying to be like you.
Now
we're trying to be like y'all.
We're trying to get like you.
What do you mean?
Now we're trying to be like you when
we're to y'all for help.
What do you mean?
How is your first draft? Are you enjoying it?
First of all, it's like a breath of fresh air. We started off really, really chaotic, right? With the trades and everything. And so I'm just observing and just absorbing and entering this new space, and I'm just happy to be welcomed in it.
All right. I know you're a professional journalist covering many women's sports. Do you have an NWSL team?
Okay, so hear me out.
Okay, let's go.
I'm from Raleigh.
Okay.
And so I knew about the Courage back when they were the Carolina Courage.
Okay.
And so Courage is always like my home team, but Gotham as well.
I feel you.
You have to love what Angel City's doing as like
a culture.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm kind of all over the place. Do I have loyalty? I don't know. But we're here to support everybody, but like, yes. I'm from Raleigh and live in New York. So there's that.
Okay. I feel you. All right.
Wait. You can support Angel City.
Oh my God.
I mean, honestly, I just love what they're doing. Anytime they like, there's a infrastructure they can put into place, like how you should treat a women's team, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what it is.
And people are getting paid and getting to go where they want to go.
Right. Know? And they're selling out. And it's just the energy that I heard that was like none other. I have to make my way out there.
Yeah. Let us know when you're out there because we both live out there.
Yeah. I like low-key live in LA too. Like low on the lowest of keys. Like
I'm not trying to be there all the time.
I might be by coastal. Like I literally am
there. You're not trying to live there all the time. I understand.
Exactly.
Me either, honestly.
I'm glad you know.
The traffic is terrible. But yeah, no, we're super hyped that you're here. So you've been interviewing players, basically?
I have really been telling them to pump towards me like they're, you know, the biggest bosses on earth. And I feel like they should deserve that. I think that, you know, as athletes, we're always paying attention to, you know, their game on the field and everything. And, you know, we have the personality pieces. We have those sit-down talks. We get to know them. But, like, just something about somebody's walk. You know, bring exudes, you know, whatever they want to tell.
Right,
so I feel like when somebody steps into a place and they walk towards you, that's a message right there. And
absolutely.
So that's what I have them do. Messaging me through walks.
Show me your
night.
Walk.
Show me your walk.
We were talking about that. Messiah had, like, the face done.
Killing. And her green.
Last year's birthday, she was good.
I said, period, sis. Period.
Absolutely.
Fire. So I got a question. So let's say you was controlling the music for this event. Mm-hmm. What kind of music do you need for the walk?
What is your walkout
music if you had one?
I'm dating myself. My walkout music, like not pumping, but my walkout music, I love Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve.
Okay.
Like, that's like my theme song.
Okay.
It's like my theme.
All
and
right.
I like play it daily to help empower myself.
That's fair. Okay, Orlando.
With the first pick in the third round of the 2023 NWSL draft, Orlando Pride select Tori Hansen from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Washington Spirit, you're now on the clock.
Is that a spirit pick I see?
The spirit are picking?
Wow. I just want
to
say, we're picking on Andre behind us.
y'all have the whole background knowledge of soccer, but I'm just looking at it like ACC is here, baby.
All right.
Period.
Even UNC?
You know,
it hurts.
Like, I went to State, my dad went to Duke, and I'm like, but like, ACC out this. You know.
There are a lot of ACC picks.
Anyone but Carolina, thank you.
And that's what it is, for real.
That's what I was going to say.
But when I think of soccer, I think of UNC. I feel like the most, like, fair weather person will think of UNC.
Legendary program, nothing else about soccer.
You will know that UNC is good.
The names alone that have come out of UNC, right?
Wait. I need you to say ACC one more time.
Oh, my God.
ACC,
baby.
Because it's ACC here, ACC there, ACC there. What are you? Who are you?
I mean, I grew up in ACC country.
And that's not, where are you from?
I'm a Pac-12 guy. I worked at Washington State, so I like Pac-12.
But where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
Oh, okay. Come on, Virginia.
I got family down in North Carolina.
ACC.
ACC, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Go Pack.
I mean, I was a Tech fan, so we didn't join the ACC until I was older.
And Go University of Miami.
Big East, rest in peace. Original Big East, rest in peace.
It is. It's like kind of turning. But you know what? The ACC is solid, regardless if they're like Big East 2.0 with the original ACC teams.
Come on
or if
now.
They're, or if they're just ACC.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we were nice regardless.
Let's go. I needed you last year when she was trying to talk smack, and I'm like, nah,
Pac-12
ACC.
So loaded. Calm down.
The Atlanta
We got like one more year.
Pac-12 is like, anyway.
One more year.
Yes. You're right.
I don't want to talk about it. It hurts. I don't want to talk about it.
Word.
I don't understand California schools playing on the East Coast. It does not make sense to me.
I am so confused about that.
I'm angry
about
it.
Like, why are we doing this? I like things to, like, be traditional.
Yeah.
All right. Any parting words for the fans?
Right.
Me provide parting words?
Yeah,
I'm just happy to be here.
You're a legend.
It all started from tweeting us. Cat flying through the sky. I'm glad y'all welcomed me into your space.
Yeah,
all
thank day. You.
Yeah, I'm just here to learn. So I am thankful so much to what y'all do and like what y'all provide.
With the second pick in the third round of the 2023 NWSL draft, Washington Spirits select Nicole Douglas from Arizona State. Angel City FC, you're now on the clock.
Oh God.
Might Angel be. City.
It's the reactions for me. It's the reactions for
you
me.
You don't understand my life and the amount I have to hear about
Angel
her.
City.
I can imagine. I wish I like had a group chat to talk about the W like this because, like, you know.
Hey. Well, that free agency chaos is coming.
Do you have a team for the W?
She can't say. She
Oh, I can. Anywhere Candace goes. Like,
that's not talking about
CP. We are
like,
Candace
this
Parker.
This is not a hidden bias.
We are Candace Parker girls.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally feel like.
I'm a Tennessee fan.
If you're not, like, I feel like. We have tried so hard to stay away from biases in journalism, but that's what makes things great, right?
Let's
if you're like, if you're like enthused about something,
yeah.
Huh.
My professor anyway, said, like, my research professor said bias is good.
I love that, and I tell
nothing,
my mentees that
is
bias
unbiased.
Is great because
nothing
it's like
unbiased.
Own it, own the fact that you, like it's not a secret.
Yo, we definitely went.
I'm a Lady Ball fan, so you can't part already. You already.
We
know.
Definitely went to a Chicago Sky game when they were in Seattle in Chicago Sky gear.
Yeah,
as you should.
To make it clear,
as you should.
For Candace.
But you know what? It's funny because I thought I was a Sparks fan my whole life, but when she left, I was like, dang, I guess I'm a Candace fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, because it went from Lisa to I see. I don't. I love the Sparks.
Okay.
Just still
Liberty.
Like
that's what
okay, so there. New York Liberty grew me. Like, I was a cheerleader there, and so, it grew into that. And then I hosted the arena. I was an in-arena host for Connecticut Sun, so, like, I have ties to them, too.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I like to be sprinkled around everywhere.
I got mad love for JJ.
I just love the league. Okay.
It's an exciting
But I love Candace more than everybody.
I understand. I mean, that's
that's why it, like,
one of my big three.
It
so.
Killed me when she left L.A.,
but
even if I hate the
But look how she owned that story.
Yep.
Look how she owned it.
She won.
She won.
And she knows ball. She's amazing on TNT, right?
Leave it to me to, like, pivot it to WNBA.
No,
I'm trying to do better, y'all.
We watch the W.
I know. I don't doubt it. But I know I'm, like, on this NWSL
situation.
We're
trying to do more NWSL, W content.
Actually, we actually got a crossover. We got a segment where we talk about... The match of a soccer player to a WBA player.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's how I got into the NWSL space because I know Chicago's front office pretty well, and I was like, hey, can you link me with the players? Because that was when the Sky was making their run, and I was we did content, and I was like, oh, y'all lit.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're early.
With the third pick in the third round of the 2023 NWSL draft, Angel City FC select. Angelina Anderson from the University of California.
There you go. There's a Pac-12.
Racing
I mean, I'll refer Berkeley like that. Yes. That's fair.
What does she play?
Position.
We got to look. Okay, goalkeeper.
Oh, they needed a third goalkeeper.
They needed a third goalkeeper. That makes sense.
So maybe no more trades at the draft?
Yeah. There are... We know things.
But I think there's trades coming.
Supposedly.
Out.
Is this open? This is open to the public, huh?
Yeah.
And I love that. That's like what's different and refreshing. It's like the people who are fans of the league can come and witness this and witness the future stars. And I think that's really special.
How is this compared to the W draft? Right?
W draft is a lot quicker. It's a lot faster.
Yes.
And it's. The W draft I had a lot of fun in because there were activations for us. They had a pop a shot. They had like a buffet situation.
Ooh.
It was very nice, very cute. But I like the familial bond here. I like the fact that it's open to the public. I like the fact that, you know, you can come, like I said, view the future stars. But, yeah, W definitely moves a lot quicker because it's three rounds, 12 people each round. You in and out that thing, okay? You in and out.
Well, it's like an hour and a half,
They'd be
right?
done by now.
Yeah. No, it'd be real cute. And then you in and out.
Like, here we go. Be here till like 11.
I said a five-hour drive. Okay.
We don't understand it.
We're here to fellowship.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of fellowshipping. Love that for real.
We have, for sure. But all right.
But I guess my final thoughts are thank you so much for what you all do. Your contribution is so special, so unique, and so important because if we don't do it for us, who will?
We all we got.
So yeah, we should link up when you are in LA.
Yeah.
I'll be back literally next week. I'm literally there all the time.
Okay, but
on the low.
We should go to an Angel City game.
Yeah, we lit.
Yeah.
Okay. We lit.
As we should also go to like a WBA situation.
We can go to a Sparks game. I love the Sparks.
Yeah, we'll go.
Okay.
Don't be a Sparks hater.
Can we? No, I'm not. What?
She's a Sparks hater.
But if there's Candace there, I want to go with you so that we can appreciate.
See, I can't outwardly be like, go, Candace. You know, I can't be.
Yeah, she's a professional.
I could be biased and talk about it on Twitter, but when I'm in person, I got to be like, okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But yeah, whatever game or at when the Las Vegas Aces, Becky Hammon was one of my favorite players.
Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Okay. I was like, that accent. Yeah. That reminds me of home.
Yeah.
That reminds me of home, okay?
Your name in the record books at ASU. You broke 6 records with the team.
Come on, record,
what
record.
Was the problem?
All right. Well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Whenever we need to figure it out so we can. What, can I stop recording now?
And we will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we will.
Thank you. NWSL. If we're going to make drafts and trades, I need you to have the graphic right. 50 seconds later.
I mean, it took them an hour to fix Michelle Cooper's. So.
Like, what is going on?
We don't. I just think timeout should be banned after the second round. Like, I am very tired. Also, how do I spell her name? B-O-S. Oh, she's not on here. Oh, it's because
I didn't realize you were still talking. Yes.
Yeah, goalkeeper from Gonzaga. I didn't watch Gonzaga play, and I lived like 30 minutes.
If you're listening to our recap, you got to understand. This was wild.
Our thoughts are as scattered as this draft, man. Like, we are just, the vibe is chaos. And
so, if you're new to the drafting, I don't want you thinking that players, you actually got a bunch of good players who haven't been drafted yet.
Yeah.
Which is wild. So when these players become superstars and then you like, huh? It's going to be because teams didn't know what they were looking at on tape and film. And I'm even wondering, were we even looking at tape and film? Even in your own backyard. That's another, that's neither here nor there.
I get it for the Spirit because they needed picks. So now they have 3 picks in the
background.
They don't have players. I think they have 20 on their roster.
Right.
Maybe.
So you need to get players.
They also need defenders, though. They haven't taken one yet.
Yeah, they need defenders.
So I'm guessing they're going to go get one this round. Because, again, they now have, I'm going to just read the numbers, a 32nd pick and a 34th pick.
All right.
There's defenders left. There's a lot of good defenders left, actually. There's a lot of good utility players, too.
Is that smoke? Is that a fog machine?
Yeah, we've had smoke in here since we got in here. I'm not really sure what the ambience.
She just had a baby. Oh.
Is Angela's...
You was on the hot mic.
I'm sorry. I want to look like that after childbirth.
Well, yeah. That is her. I just realized it. I was like, who is that?
She literally just had a child. That's amazing. Okay.
She out here in the streets.
She out here working.
Working. Well, in the NWSL draft streets.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the fact that a lot of the players who've been picked aren't here probably says a lot about some of these decisions that have been made.
Yeah.
They didn't think they were getting picked today.
Right.
Now, some have other obligations. That's fine.
Right.
College is in session. But, I mean, it's an excused absence. You know what I mean?
So, we really kind of need to get rid of the draft because...
I mean, that is the stance. Yeah.
This is where we're reaching because it's like... I don't want you thinking just because a player didn't get picked or they're getting picked lower than expected that they're not good. No, they're good.
With the fifth pick in the third round of the 2023 end of...
All right. We're here with Tamara.
Hi, Tamara.
Gifted capital J journalist, Tamara.
The famous journalist.
Bay Area's finest.
Bay Area's finest.
All right. Do you have a team, Tamara?
No, I can't hear you.
I can barely hear myself. Okay,
I can hear myself now.
Great. So admittedly, I'm trying to figure this out because traditional journalism, or at least the way I was taught, sort of dictates this whole like non-biased approach. And so I feel like I'm not allowed to have a team.
Yeah.
One. Two, I'm kind of a romantic where I really can say like, I just like watching beautiful soccer and mean it.
Great.
I love upsets. I just, each game is... you know, an opportunity for me to fall more in love with the game. And I know that sounds corny, but it's true. But three, as you said, being from the Bay, I'm sort of holding out for a Bay Area expansion team, in which case I'll review all of my, you know, ethical approaches to everything I just said.
I feel that.
So for now, I'm neutral. Okay. I feel like I'm a fan of players.
Okay, so who do you need to... What kind of pitch do we need to pitch for you?
Oh, God.
To join the beach delegation.
Oh, well, I mean, as a California girl, I love beaches.
There we go.
Don't feed them.
But
the,
there are beaches in the San Diego.
There you
too.
Go. Don't
do
feed
that.
The machine.
Don't. So you want to be in the...
Don't listen to this propaganda.
In the beaches with more black people.
And honestly, also as a California girl, I'm sort of that annoying California girl who's like, ooh, I love... When Angel City came out with all the branding and they started partnering with, like, Sprouts.
I
know.
It's very California.
It's annoying to say, but it really spoke to me.
It's very
That's
California.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just like,
Nobody else has Sprouts.
Are they going to be serving, like, green juice at the games? Because
they probably do.
I think they do, actually.
They actually.
I think they do.
Green juice and, like, tacos.
Half
yeah,
that stadium's vegan. I'm sure they do.
It's right up my alley. Right
I'm
up my
be
alley.
Like, you don't be saying that stereotype, but it's probably
yeah, it is very I much hate, it. Like the California stereotypes are very true.
Every time Kristen Press posts some sort of like yoga reference
like,
or sage
it.
Technique, I'm just like, yeah,
California. She's California. Yeah. She's very LA.
Kindred spirits.
But how are you enjoying covering your first NWSL draft?
Honestly, it's so much to take in. I tried to the extent that one can study this. I mean, this is. I'd read mock drafts and tried to keep up with all of the trades happening. I'm learning a lot of that on the fly, too, admittedly. But I also feel like, okay, not that I was expecting the mock drafts that I was reading to be directly reflected in what I saw, but now I'm kind of wondering why I was pressuring myself so much to study, because... The reality is so far from what I think a lot of very smart people were expecting to see. Yeah. And I don't know how normal that is because this is the most attention I've ever paid to a draft.
Well, I think what's happening, and we said this earlier, that basically you're seeing what happens when some teams have actually scouting departments and then other teams don't. And you're seeing where it's like, but that don't make sense. Right. And so, like, in this draft in particular, that's different from other drafts you see. Mm-hmm. You're going to see people not being the who aren't going to get drafted clearly or even get drafted way later who are really, really good players. Mm. And if people are going to sit here, because this happened last year. It happened a year before last.
Yeah.
Where people are going to be like, I didn't know they were really, really good. And it was like, you would have known if you watched the film.
Yeah. I think there's a few teams who have picked local.
Yeah.
That I think is very interesting. So Angel City and OL Reign seem to both be picking locally because it seems to be what they can scout.
Yeah.
Right? You have range of access.
Right. Yeah.
Which I think is wise, particularly because both of those have school, like, good programs
right.
in their state.
West Coast dominant.
They can look. But I was saying...
Oh, that was slick. I love it.
I was saying, though, one of the things that strikes me is that it's definitely not going to, like, sort of mock draft standards because a lot of the players picked aren't here. I don't know if they thought they were going to get picked, you know?
That's why.
So.
Okay. Because I know you mentioned Alyssa Thompson. Like,
her school, high school.
We so easily
literally,
forget.
She's
right.
In high school.
She, yeah. seeing her, like, little watch party reaction was cute.
We have a trade to announce.
Uh-oh, here we go.
This trade has been approved between Houston Dash and Washington Spirit.
Oh,
the Houston Spirit Dash have acquired the 8th pick in the 3rd round and $30,000 in allocation money. In exchange, the Washington Spirit have acquired the 6th pick in the 3rd round. With the 6th pick in the 3rd round of the 2023 NWSL draft, Washington Spirit select Riley Tanner from Alabama.
Oh.
Racing Louisville FC, you're now on the clock.
That's a lot of trees
wow.
being picked.
This is so much to get. This is like the real life 4-hour version of the Issa Rae gif where she's trying to calculate things. That's how I feel. I'm going to be exhausted by the end of this, and I've really just been walking maybe 20 paces back and forth between my table and the media area to do interviews, but my brain is that gift, just like on loop.
Wait a minute. I will say, we are at least in the middle of the third round. Let me shut up before
it's 8:46, though, so we're not going to get done before 9 o'clock. Also, Washington's taking a lot of forwards for a team that needs defenders.
Right.
Like, a lot of forwards, and they're training a lot of picks.
And I kind of wish that I can see the positions of some
yeah,
of these players that I'm not
right.
already familiar with.
I only
with.
Have the list up, that's
right.
why.
Oh, that's smart.
I pulled the list up.
That's smart. Oh, are they doing live updates? Or you're just looking at the draft list?
This is the most recent. This was when it was updated with the players who declared.
Maybe they got visions of putting a forward in a midfield position or a defender.
Maybe.
I mean, I heard one player talking about she can play center mid or outside forward. Yeah. So
there's some utility players here.
Maybe, yeah, fluidity is like the new trend.
Little total
or something.
Football. Little Cruyff.
Yeah, total. Yeah. Right.
Little Pep. Yeah.
Total football.
That's what I'm talking about. Actually, let us deploy our team. Me and Ebony's team, we're going to have forwards on every line.
I mean,
we're just scoring 30-0.
Well, you're not
no
scoring 30-0 if you can't stop
anybody.
Okay, fine.
30-29.
30-28, yeah.
That's true.
No, 30-15. Because people ain't going to be built like us.
That's fair. More of a football,
NFL football. Because our forwards are going to push you over.
So was last season your first season covering the NWSL exclusively?
Even last season I wasn't covering it exclusively.
Okay.
I mean, not from the start of the season, I would say.
Okay.
I was watching it very closely from even the season before, but I didn't start covering it until last summer. And really that started with like CONCACAF and Euros and Women's AFCON and CONMEBOL and everything.
Yeah, remember when those articles dropped? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, that was the debut. So I'm excited to be like the first proper, you know, with all of the context and, well, more context at least.
Yeah. Are you excited to travel or are you going to try to go to every city?
I'm
going to
try. I have a lot of leftover miles from when I lived internationally, it was just crisscrossing the globe. So that's how I've sort of been able to do it. And I'm still trying to figure out the freelance balance. But yeah, I'm excited to dive deep and get familiar.
I have a question for you for our audience. We have a lot of young listeners. What would your advice be as a Black woman covering sports, both major publications and now as a freelance? Like, what would some of your advice be to our listeners?
Okay, TED Talk with Tamara Griffin.
Passion always helps.
Okay.
I have to say that I'm so proud of all of the work that I've done leading up to this point. I've covered pretty much everything in a lot of different countries, and I will never, ever discount those experiences and what it taught me. But pivoting to women's soccer, I work sometimes and it doesn't feel like working. I can actually like lose track of the fact that I'm performing labor because it's so fascinating and I'm so passionate about it. I used to play myself, so.
Okay. Oh, what position do we play?
Guess. I always make people guess.
Were you a midfielder?
No, but I'm honored that you think I would like to run that much.
I don't assume Black people play on the back line.
Wait. Can you tell people?
Oh, that's fair.
Wait. People don't understand that midfielders run so freaking
much.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
Especially
eights. Tried.
Yeah, so much fun.
I tried, and
like, no.
I'm more of a sprinter than a long distance.
Okay, for your forward?
No. I love that you guys purposely avoided defense.
Yeah.
Because I understand.
Wait. Okay, so what did you play?
Outside. Were you outside or in the middle?
Outside.
Back.
On the left.
Talk about.
Left back.
Let's
all right.
Go.
So you're right-footed? Were you right-footed or left-footed?
Yeah.
Footed? All right. Right-footed, left-footed.
Natural
right.
Right-footed.
All right.
I was doing a lot of Cruyffs.
Yes.
I would like take it down Cruyff to the end
turn,
line,
baby.
Do a Cruyff, and then hit a cross. But my left foot was decent enough to hit some crosses.
Okay.
So the thing is, growing up as a young Black soccer player, where there were very few of us, significantly fewer of us than we see now, I feel in this work that I'm doing now like I'm giving something back to that younger
With
soccer player.
With the seventh pick in the third round of the 2023 NWSL Draft, Racing Louisville FC select Riley Parker from the University of Alabama.
Back-to-back Rileys.
It's a very popular.
We also have a trade to announce.
Oh.
A trade has been approved between the Washington Spirit and OL Reign. The Washington Spirit have acquired the eighth pick in the third round of the 2023 NWSL Draft and the natural first-round pick of the 2024 NWSL Draft. In exchange, OL Reign have acquired a player to be named later. Washington Spirit, you're now on the clock.
Ooh. Wow.
Sorry.
Well, live reaction.
Sorry.
This is hilarious. Wait. Bring it on back. So, if you didn't hear.
Sorry, y'all. That was so loud.
This is like a shade of red.
And I have the headphones on, so I can't actually tell how loud that was.
It was so loud.
It sounded like a whisper.
I didn't realize it was going to be quiet.
She yelled that loud, and Furman stopped.
Like, oh, wow.
I think Portland just turned and looked at me like I'm a
God. Hey,
I mean, you gotta ask the questions. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
This is wild as hell. So
wild. And the negotiations aren't over. So maybe what you said will have some influence.
They said to be named later. I named a player. That's all I did.
Just guesswork.
You gotta build some character out there.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
I mean, I'll also take Sanchez if they really want to let go of somebody.
Lots of options.
I'll take Sam Staub. Like, literally, I'll take several players.
This has been a night of surprises, so.
All right. So wait. Where were we before?
I was going on a tangent. So this is actually good because I can reel it in.
All right, we're back. Oh, we got a final marks. Wait.
Yeah. So just to answer the question of advice to younger people who are interested in covering sports or really honestly anything. I feel like it's cliche to say follow what you're passionate about. It's also cliche to be like, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. But I have actually always believed that if everyone was given the opportunity to pursue the things that they're passionate about, we would solve so many of the world problems.
Come on.
Because you're going to be motivated by so much more than money, prestige, job title, social media, hype feeds. You're just going to want to do what you do and be the best at it. And I feel like that, I found that, and I feel really grateful. And that is motivation enough to do it as best as I can. And also, like I said, to give something to my younger self, because I would have loved to listen to a Shea Butter FC. I would have loved to listen to Diaspora United as a kid. And so to be able to give that hopefully to other people who are hungry for that is really gratifying. But yeah, do pursue what you love and let the love motivate you past the naysayers, past any sort of obstacles. And I think people will be fine.
There was never apologize. Houston Dash, you're now on the clock.
Is there a trade?
That was the previous trade. All right, well, the graphics ain't matching up, y'all.
Okay.
The graphics ain't matching.
There's been so many picks traded in this round. Like,
I can't swear anymore.
Okay, so wait. Deacon Spiritual Yoda out here in the streets.
It's just who I am.
Look at,
you got to follow the spirit.
Deacon Spiritual.
The spirit, not Washington spirit.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Not in the shade way. I'm talking about a different spirit.
I got you. I got it. It's coming. Deaconess, spiritual, Yoda, giving. Can't say Miss Cleo because Miss Cleo was like,
oh, yeah. I saw that documentary.
Oh,
interesting.
I still need to watch
it's
that.
It's interesting.
But I love the idea. I love the fact that you're getting closer.
So I'm getting closer.
That's exciting.
Call me now.
I can't even do it. To be fair, that wasn't her accent either, so it's fine.
Yeah, true.
I like the idea of being able to use the fortune teller ball emoji more. I feel like that's where you're headed.
What was our boy in Hogwarts?
Oh, I don't do Harry Potter.
I didn't finish the series.
Okay, never mind. That ain't gonna work.
Okay.
But maybe by the next time I'm on the podcast, then it'll be like a third time's a charm.
Yeah, right.
That works.
Mortal Kombat Raiden. But nah, he wasn't like spiritual. He was killing people.
Yeah, and I'm more of a lover than a fighter.
Okay, that's right, because you block with love.
Right.
Yes.
Radical love, you know?
Radical love, okay. Mm-hmm.
Radical love, radical joy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
I still like that. I still think about that.
I'm trying to find some.
That's how I feel. When I'm blocking people, when I'm muting people, it's for love.
Yeah. Love of self, love of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way, because it's like, you know, they don't actually want to deal with you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
You want me to stay, not on CNN.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. Everybody wins when we set boundaries.
Yes.
Right. That's everybody what I'm talking about.
Trying to be better at that, for sure. I call my mom like the greatest boundary setter ever. I'm trying to get like her.
That's good to have a model, though.
Yeah.
I'm about to be like, Tamara Griffin, fix my life.
Life coach. That's your next up.
I'm not going to lie. Wait. That's not the first time I've heard
Deaconess,
that.
Okay. Life coach.
I can see it.
Life coach.
I'm about to figure this out.
DLC.
There is somebody. Okay. Doc. Wait a minute. Hold on.
The DLC. Wait. Not
that,
TLC.
That does have a nice ring to it.
The DLC. Well, I got to figure it out. Wait. Hold on. We're going to figure it out. Because it could be Doc. The Doctor. Of Omnipotent Joy. Coach. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out.
I like that.
Okay. There is somebody that's in my head. I feel it. We're getting there. Okay. Your nickname is coming. It's on the way.
The music switched up again. We were doing
yeah,
well
I feel
for
like
a
it's
while.
Been a different DJ for each
yeah,
round.
Yeah, I think they switched DJs.
I like round two.
Me
round
too.
Two had it.
We yeah,
had
I was, we were about to start.
With Summer Renaissance.
We were about to start. We were about to start marching. We about yeah. to be like, yeet.
Yeah, they set a tone. It's nice that everyone's getting an opportunity, but round two has my vote for DJ.
Wait, hold on.
You know, it's like... People might be debuting there. This one's okay, though.
Funky Town.
It's not bad.
Wait, what would you be your draft? Wait, what would your draft theme song be if you were coming out?
Ooh. Oh, mine.
Ooh. What's your walkout song?
Oh, my gosh.
I asked this question, and I don't even know if I have one.
Not wrong. Done?
Are we done? Because
oh,
wait, no, she's going.
She's
thinking.
It would definitely have to be some like Bay Area.
Are you trying to
Bay
be
Bay Area?
Are you trying to be too short? Are you trying
that's,
to be?
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Blow
it
the whistle.
I'm thinking Blow the Whistle.
Okay,
wow.
That's what I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm thinking Blow
All
the
right.
Whistle.
All right, let's go.
I had it in my mind, but I was like, should I say it?
Nah, yeah, you should. Hell yeah, you should.
That's fair.
Yeah. Because I feel like there hasn't really been, like, a strong Bay Area figure
right.
of a player yet.
Well, Naomi Grammer's in the Bay.
That's true. Does she? And she kind of reps it.
Yeah. Maybe she'll come home.
That's true.
Whoop. Stay tuned.
I think about that sometimes.
I was San Diego. I pay her a lot of money right now.
I would pay her, yeah, right now.
But do you guys think that she had something to do with...
And we have a timeout, by the way, so who knows what's going to happen here.
Sierra Enge going to...
Oh, she Bay Area kid?
Well, they both went to Stanford.
Stanford
and they seem really close.
Pluck defenders. Tegan, yeah. Tierna, Naomi, from that area.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
We have a trade to announce.
Love it.
A trade has been approved between the Houston Dash and the Portland Thorns. The Houston Dash have acquired the 12th pick in the third round and $20,000 in allocation money. In exchange, the Portland Thorns have acquired the 8th pick in the third round. And with the 8th pick in the third round of the 2023 NWSL Draft, Portland Thorns FC select Lauren Kozal from Michigan State. San Diego Wave FC, you're now on the clock.
I think that's a goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper.
Right, we're in the third round. Goalkeeper's starting to come off the board. But yeah, Stanford, one, they turn out great defenders.
Yeah.
Right. It's a defensive factor.
Mm-hmm,
they need to teach people their secrets. Mm-hmm. Two, they get a lot of players from that Bay Area
who
don't want to leave.
Yeah,
leave home,
understandably.
So. And I mean, that program is...
It's just elite.
Loaded, right? It's a elite program, so... their
not
draft
totally
class is still really good, and Alyssa Thomas is not coming anymore. So,
seriously.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see if there's a team in the Bay in the next. We heard next couple of weeks. You know.
Yeah, and if that happens, I mean,
well, you got a lot of people you can bring on home. That's going to be an interesting expansion draft.
And there's
money.
Just so much to look forward to this. And not just with NWSL, but just, like, women's soccer, period.
Yeah.
Last year, with that summer slate of tournaments.
Amazing football.
It felt like setting us up for this year at the World Cup, because all those teams pretty much are going to be playing.
World Cup,
you know?
I'm excited. Hopefully I get to go.
Yeah. Speak it into existence.
Yeah.
Yeah, speak it. There we go.
If y'all would like.
I told you. It's just how I
ignore my outbursts.
Omnipotent
earlier.
Life coach. The doc
really
is in the building.
I believe in manifestation.
Yeah. We're trying to speak that sponsorship into existence because
it'll happen.
The way my bank account is set up, it's not
right.
I don't got it.
It's so far.
Yeah.
The flight alone. But
and flying, and if you want to go between New Zealand and Australia or something.
Right.
So. but right. we're hoping. But yeah, I'm really excited about Group F. I'm calling it the blackest group ever. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. The game I care about the most is France Brazil.
That's gonna be fire.
And they haven't played each other in a while.
Well, they haven't played it not in a while. Yeah, that's true.
That's gonna be the game.
And people will be healthy on both sides.
Okay, because. I don't know.
Katoto should be back.
Yeah.
And she'll actually go this time. She should have gone in 2019.
Marta's healthy.
Marta is back.
Yeah. They're going to be stacked.
Mm-hmm. If everyone's healthy, it's going to be that's going to be a game.
I know.
I
hope it gets the hype it deserves, you know?
As long as the French coach don't get annoyed.
I mean.
That's always the
thing. They're also safe. Pia don't get annoyed either.
What's scary about France is they actually do have enough talent to win in spite of her.
Yeah.
I think they
do. Because then that begs the question of imagine if they had someone else.
Right.
But I think that's true.
Yeah, she signed through 2024, so we're hoping. I would hope maybe Van Pastor gets it after her.
Yeah.
You know, she's successful with Lyon, which is pretty easy to do.
And I think how they do will determine.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not even consider the fact of an extension or anything like that.
Well, and the president of the FFF just, I mean, it was comments about Zidane, which... versus the harassment and all that stuff.
Right.
So, and he seemed to be the guy who was keeping her around. So, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see. So, maybe y'all go. I still have things going on in my real world.
I understand.
We can't talk about it on air. But I will be in the States. But y'all might be out there in the streets in Australia.
Let's hope.
Because we're going to speak it into existence.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Tamara.
Thank you for having
life
me.
Coach,
always a pleasure.
Motivational speaker.
Yes. Always down to manifest.
Around the
appreciate
world
that.
And chop
appreciate
it up. Wait. Dr. Manifestation. I'm going to fit. The DMV.
Oh.
The DMV. The D. Wait.
Dr. Manifestation of Vision, maybe?
The DMV? I don't know.
But that's hard because I'm from California, so
yeah,
I don't want
to
give
do
you a
different.
Bay Area name.
The
I got to give you a Bay Area something kind of name.
It'll come to you. You got to marinate on it.
Mm-hmm.
Good it's going to be special,
time.
Though.
Are
I
you
feel.
Yo? Do you like? Are you a yogi? Do you like the yoga?
Yeah, I literally did yoga in my hotel room yesterday.
Wow.
I'm going to start this year because of my knee.
Okay.
And my boss is a yoga teacher, so I asked her. I think I need to suck it up and do
it's
yoga.
One of those it's almost like therapy where, it can only help you even when it hurts.
Okay.
Wait, is yoga better than Pilates?
I don't love Pilates.
I love Pilates.
But you know what? I kind of got in. Did you guys watch Love is Blind?
No, I haven't watched
okay,
it.
Okay, well, the most recent season of Love is Blind featured a character who was a Pilates instructor, and she just had a crazy story, and I was like, maybe I should do Pilates.
Yeah, but for me, Pilates is fun because it forces you to, you have to channel whatever you're working on. You have to channel your focus in terms of doing it correctly.
And it activates muscles that, personally, I did not know I had.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the next day, you go to, I don't know, get out of bed, and you're like what is
floor.
This, and why does it hurt?
Yeah.
Where is this?
So, actually, I started a hip bulletproof program. So, I got a couple, to help. Motion is motion.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, you move your hips and stuff, because I had a hip injury due to a car accident in 2017.
Oh.
That I've been recovering from. But... kind of sort of we do yoga movements and all kinds of stuff in order to help re-strengthen the hip, but also to redirect how you apply force. So even from now, my walk has changed, my gait has changed, because how I now drive my foot into the ground, where then it's not focused on the hip, it's focused on different portions of the leg or foot or what's activated. It's similar kind of stuff like that.
Wow.
And some of the stuff he pointed to was portions of yoga, but it's more control. So I like Pilates because me trying to do yoga, me trying to do meditation, all that, I'm I'm going to be bored.
Mm.
Or I'll get easily distracted because I have ADD.
Mm.
But if I do something like Pilates, you have to focus. And it's hard because you're moving, whatever. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The machines with Pilates are kind of cool, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel
cool.
You're inside of a gear or something.
Yeah, because it looks easy, but it's hard as hell.
I know. But that deception makes it interesting.
The same thing is if you look at people do water aerobics, people think it's easy.
Oh, my God.
Until you go do water aerobics, you're fine, and then you get out and
you
fall around.
Water kicks
it
your butt.
It will humble
you. Yeah, it kicks your butt.
Because
I definitely ran sprints for an hour. one time, and then I had to do water aerobics like about 4 hours later. I fell off when I came out the pool. I fell on the ground.
Right, and we're seeing more like Jaylen Brown had this like underwater workout video that he posted Lupita when she was training for Black Panther. So the underwater workouts are really where it's at. And it's good, especially if you're dealing with injury, because you don't have to worry about resistance or impact.
I just need something. I need a, if you're listening out there, I need a shower cap that covers my long locks.
That must exist. Like somebody is selling it on Etsy.
Because if I had that, I would actually swim. Because swimming does so much work. I was almost a lifeguard, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I used to swim so much. But yeah, swimming is such an exercise. Even water. I love water aerobics.
Are you a water sign?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Sagittarius.
She's a fire sign.
The greatness that is the Sagittarius.
Ah, here we go.
I'm an Aries, so.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Fire signs.
You'll be all right, Gemini.
But I'm also a fire sign who loves being in the water, so I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I like the water.
Mm-hmm. Me and dolphins have kinship.
All right.
With the night.
Now we're back recording.
Okay, we're good. Okay. Yeah. Don't ask. You can't ask me to do tech stuff. You know that. That's still too much.
Yeah, she went all the way to the beginning. I had to, like, stop it.
That's why you should ask Guy to do it.
All right. It's all good. Anyway. Thank you, Tamara, for stopping through.
Happy draft day. I guess we still have...
Night.
Two hours? Draft night.
No, we should only have an hour.
Oh, we only have one round after this.
We should only have an hour.
You said only as if all of them have not taken like an hour and 15 minutes.
We should only have an hour.
It has been a little over an hour. That's true.
Oh, man. We might actually be done by 11. Maybe.
I think it's possible. We'll see. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
it's always
a
pleasure.
We're super excited.
Always down to manifest, like I said.
Yeah.
And
we'll see you this season.
We'll catch each other on the airwaves, the Twitter waves, the black waves. I don't know. I'm running out of things to
say. It's all good. We'll see you around the season.
Thank
Bye.
You.
And keep up
Thank
the good you. Work. Make sure you check out Tamara's work. Right?
Yes.
It's really good.
Yes. Please. Please and thank you.
My mom emails me your article, so. Yeah. And she doesn't know anything about soccer. So
I love knowing that I pull well with the mom.
Hey.
That matters a lot, especially black moms.
Yes.
Thank you, Tamara.
Have a good night.
All right.
All right.
Somebody do
what are
something.
We doing?
Somebody do something. Kansas City is killing everyone.
Let's
They're
go.
They're they just got powerful.
Let's go. Take a picture, guy.
All right. Let's get this camera.
Let's go. Build a soup.
All right. We're back. That fourth round was,
it flew by.
So we didn't really like get to give our thoughts. I'm not going to lie. The whole place was fading by the end of that.
Fading.
We got a wow about the draft, and absolutely, it is a wow.
They actually finished an hour early. Look at us.
We did. I am
Look at us growing up, evolving,
surprised.
Evolution, taking it to another level.
They were
I'm so proud.
Through that fourth round, baby.
They flew through it.
And the NWSL ended on a trade, which seems very...
On brand. So what are our final thoughts?
I think it's been an interesting night.
Yes.
I think the very beginning, right, like we said, the first five picks seemed pretty chalk. Like, those are the five players I think everybody thought would go top five in some order. Clearly, the trade between Kansas City and Gotham for Kansas City to get Michelle Cooper, who they seem to really, 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 really want, considering what they gave up for it. And Gotham still gets their midfielder, a really good one, in Jenna Nyswanger. And they already have Yasmin Ryan. Ali Long is coming back. They have Victoria Pickett now. And then they have that front line of Lynn Williams, Mitch Hurst, Eviana Manu, and Taylor Smith. They should score a lot of goals.
For now.
We'll see what their back line looks like. They did get some defenders. Let's see. Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City did that thing, and they let them do that thing, and they let them build that machine.
Yeah, I think they're building a juggernaut. I don't know if teams are going to step in and stop them in the trade window. We'll see.
Okay, so actually, that's what I think. I think we're getting set up for a crazy-ass trade window.
Yeah.
That's about to be off the chain, because if you actually start looking at these rosters, there are teams that got a bajillion national team players, and the salary cap is only so big. So... keep that in mind.
Well, and there's teams that don't have a lot of players, right?
Yeah.
Like, you look, even with the Spirit trading up to get picks, conventionally you don't keep all your draft picks. So they don't really have another superstar they went out and got, and they just traded one of their last national team players. So in theory, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but we suspect the player to be named is Emily Sonnet.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not sure what they're doing. I'm not completely sure what Orlando's game plan is, except go young,
right,
and build that way. But they've got some really good young talent. We'll see if everybody again stays. So yeah, but I think a lot of the picks were pretty shocking after five.
Yep, it's all over the place. So yeah, we shall see.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna close this out.
All right.
And that's it.
Peace out.